Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Third Dome. I am Toe Diggs.
And I'm Baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
DJ Tony.
How are we doing, lad?
We're in it, boys. We're fucking, we got daytime college hoops.
Yes, we do.
We got fucking Europa League. It's all happening, boys.
Brucey Bruce, happening. How are we?
What's going on?
What is going
what
on?
What is going on, Bruce?
It's a beautiful day down at TPC Sawgrass.
It is.
As Gumpy mentioned, college basketball is in conference championship full swing.
Did we get to the bottom of the controversy?
I don't think so.
I think Victor said, hey, didn't your ball go out back by those turtles? And Rory had dropped his ball about 15 to 20 yards ahead of the turtles. But it looked to me...
We all know Victor can't see very well.
Yeah, it looked to me like Rory dropped his ball about where it went out of play. So I... kind of said,
hey, Vic, maybe worry about your chipping, okay?
At least the fucking guys on LIV get along.
Do they? I don't know. I heard, well, you know, the one guy they didn't like and they kicked him out.
Yep. I also don't fully understand, like, Rory dropped still so there? Far back.
Who?
The guy who got divorced.
He's not. That's who I was.
Who?
Is he out of the league?
I assume he's still there, but I haven't seen him really.
Who?
The guy with the law. Pat Perez. Is he still doing it?
I would imagine.
Maybe. Could be.
I thought him and his wife would have been together forever. That was surprising.
Down at the players, though, Xander and Rory -7. Jay Day's 5-under. You know, we got a nice little leaderboard going on right now.
Did Rory double that hole?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that can't sit right with him.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're telling me.
He's got to be steaming.
We do have college basketball. I feel like we should start there because games might be tipping off, huh?
Okay. Yeah, we're live.
We are live, aren't we?
Oh, I got nothing till 5.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Not a lot of 4.
That's fine. We can get it in still.
We got we're live right now on VCU. We're live on Wisconsin.
I'm on St. John's money line.
Ooh, is Patino all white? Is he wearing the all white?
I don't know if Patino's all white, but Seton Hall was the team where after the game, Rick Pitino lit into his players, said, I fucking hate these guys, and this is the least fun I've ever had coaching.
He did say that.
So that's why I bet on them, because I figured that they should have a good amount of fire in their
good spot.
You think Dayton's going to take the Dukes out back? That's what you told me.
I don't think they're going to take them out back, but I think this is the end of the road for the Dukes.
Okay. I'm rooting for you, Tony.
I am too. I like that.
Now that my horse is out of the race, I'm rooting for you.
Fordham fought.
Dukes had a strong night last night. What, they win by 10, I think? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking on Dayton tonight. We'll see.
All right.
We will see. Fuck Dayton.
Exactly.
All right. Start with the Bonnies.
Okay.
Catching 2.5 versus Loyola Chicago.
I like it.
Give me the Bonnies.
Okay, good tournament.
Loyola Chicago's good. 23-8 on the season. Dude. Yep. I like Oregon money line versus UCLA.
Okay.
I got Marist +1.5 versus Niagara.
Sure.
Ole Miss +5.5 versus Texas A&M.
Love Ole Miss.
I think Ole Miss wins this game.
Okay.
Indiana plus...
Really?
Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I love... Chris Beard has had those boys playing all year.
Aren't they like... Weren't they like firing out of the gates undefeated and now kind of limping in a little bit?
But
Beard... One quality win over Beard the last 10 games.
Beard in the tournament. I mean, you saw what happened to Texas last night.
I'm on the other side of that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think Buzz has his boys... where they need to be, and Beard's about a year away, and that Buzz kind of has Beard's number coming into this one.
Buzz is a good coach, too.
Yeah. No Beard, but he's good. Indiana +1.5 versus Penn State.
Okay.
Nevada, money line versus Colorado State. St. Peter's +1.5 versus Rider.
Okay.
Marquette, money line versus Nova after they scraped by last night. Colorado money line versus Utah, and I like New Mexico money line +1.5 versus Boise State.
Okay.
And then I also have money line parlay Marquette, Virginia, Baylor, Duke, Iowa State.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah. So my play of the night is the aforementioned disagreement. I am on Texas A&M parlayed with Ohio State taking on Iowa. I think Ohio State gets the job done.
And that new coach does have those boys going.
Buzzing.
That's exactly right, my friend. I love a good interim head coach with the boys buzzing, taking on a Hawkeye team. It's been largely a disappointment this season.
Okay. NBA tonight.
Mm-hmm. Tough slate.
NBA stinks tonight.
I'd say money line parlay slate for me tonight.
You guys don't want to lay 10.5 with the New York Knicks?
I don't.
No.
They're not even in my money line parlay.
Who are they playing?
That's messed up.
Well, they're at Portland. I believe they're in Portland.
Ooh, tough travel.
That's it's just a, yeah, it's a long way away. So that's
sleepy
why.
Sleepy boy.
Celtics are the first leg of my money line parlay.
Bucks?
No, I actually decided not to take the Bucks. I took Houston at home because.
Fortress.
It's an absolute fucking fortress. I took OKC. Mavs are on a back-to-back. Luka's not playing. And then the last one, which will be the one that breaks it, Clippers, and kills it, is the Clippers.
Yep. Without Kawhi.
He's game time.
He's game time?
It's what it's listed as.
He left after the first quarter.
A couple games ago. That was 2 games ago, right?
No, that was a night ago, wasn't it?
No.
That was this week.
It was this week. It was definitely this week.
What day is it?
Maybe.
Was that not the last game they played?
Let me see.
What was it, Tuesday?
Kawhi last played. Oh, wait.
Kawhi.
So he had a DNP on the 10th.
Did not participate.
Correct. And then, yeah, only played 12 minutes on the 12th.
They should be able to still get it, though.
But it was a back. It was a back spasm, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
He is questionable for Thursday's game against the Bulls.
I think that Bulls team's been.
I told you the Clippers are going to be the one that gets me tonight.
Why don't you feel the Bucks? Bucks have been struggling too.
Yeah, that's why I stayed away.
Interesting times as we.
I mean, I could just go Boston, Houston, and OKC.
Yeah.
Who's Houston got?
I believe the Wiz.
The Wizards coming into town.
Tough. That's a tough game.
It's a really hard game.
Yeah.
Saquon said he made it right.
Did he?
Finally.
Finally.
Made what right?
Well, there was just no thank you. No.
Who the
I
fuck?
I appreciate it.
Who the fuck?
Well, he could have done that instead of being like, hey, shut the fuck up, Tiki Barber. Like, Tiki could, Barber doesn't speak for anybody.
Yeah, but you know what happened there, Bruce. It was Tiki Barber.
I mean, you guys treated Saquon like a piece of trash. Why would he fucking thank you guys?
No, we defended that super high fucking draft pick like it was the smartest decision in the
I'm
history of
talking about
of general
the organization.
Management.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't.
You didn't even make an offer.
Okay.
Didn't make an offer.
You could have just...
We offered him 11 months ago. This free agent cycle, sure, yeah, we didn't make him. We didn't come to the table and make
him. You didn't
offer
him enough fucking
money. But we went to our peak, which was probably 12 mil total with like 9.5 guaranteed.
No, you paid Danny Dimes instead.
9.5 guaranteed.
He wanted his.
I tell you what, I hate losing Christian Wilkins, but Chris Greer has done a pretty decent job. The money we have piecing it together.
Yeah, the Giants are better than they were on Monday morning. That's all that I can ask for.
Okay. I still want Armstead.
I thought he's coming back.
No. 49ers are Armstead. Yes.
Eric Armstead?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind him either.
People forget he played with a torn, was it ACL last year?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. Give me him. Jesus.
I'm doing money line parlay. What do you guys do?
I got nothing. This NBA board.
Yeah, I was just looking for a player prop, and
we're in March. It's all this time.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah,
I got Phoenix +5.5 going into Boston. I got OKC -10.5. I don't love either of them. I don't really care though.
The fuck does that mean?
The game that I'm actually watching.
You just got to parlay them together.
Yeah, you just got to parlay them together. The game that I'm actually watching is Nevada tonight against Colorado State. Wolfpack, baby.
not a bad. Ooh, how about ice?
Quick tea leave. The New York Knicks are undefeated, 7-0 against the spread since December 2021 as a more than 6-point road favorite.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess put me down for the Knicks -25.
That's good tea leaf.
Yeah.
Knicks -25.
What is the number? 10?
12.
And yeah. And a half, 12.
12.
I didn't know if you were alt spreading it or not.
Well, it's like when a spread's like that, you kind of have to win by like 25 anyway.
Yeah. I was trying to look to see if there's any flyers you could take after. It's too early.
Having the PGA Tour on push notifications is kind of a dangerous game because you can buy yourself into a buy high, feeling frisky flyer. I did that with Nap Time. My boy, Nap, smoothest swings, butter swing. He like almost holed out from 130 yards and was 3 under through 4.
For the listeners that don't know who Nap Time is.
Jake Knapp, I think is his first name.
There you go. With a K.
Yes. He is a youngster, a rookie on the tour.
Great swing.
Beautiful swing. So I took him when he was 3 under through 4.
Won a few weeks ago.
80-1. I've seen flashbacks of Deki Matsuyama, 80-1. Jake Knapp, 80-1. Players Championship. This is happening. And then he bogeyed and then double bogeyed, so he's back to even.
If I could give you one piece of advice with golf notifications.
Sure.
Just turn on StewSync.
Mm-hmm.
You just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Don't worry about anything else. You just enjoy your weekend.
Nick, welcome to Hammer Down.
How are we? Good to be here.
Better now that you're here.
Hell yeah. It is cold in here.
Like
12 NHL
games. Yeah, what are we doing here?
Half a body.
Thanks, man.
Maybe even a little more. Maybe even just a little more.
Yeah, don't be it's very kind of you to put me on the camera, man.
Don't be afraid to go a little more, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of games tonight.
12 NHL games.
Holy shit.
A lot of close ones, too.
Ay, caramba.
Let's roll through them,
boys.
Isles are at Buffalo. It's basically a pick 'em. Both teams have been decent as of late.
These Sabres building something.
I'll stay away.
They are building something. Both these teams in the hunt for that last wild card spot. Buffalo not technically out of it yet. Still within fighting distance. Puncher's chance, call it. I'll take the Isles here.
Okay.
Wow.
What was that?
Bruce is just like hitting his leg. I don't know.
I'm fired up. Let's keep going.
Florida's at Carolina. Big game. Florida's dogs.
Yeah. Put me down for the Panthers.
If you get to give me the Panthers as dogs, I'm going to take them as well.
Yeah, I witnessed this firsthand the other night.
Yeah, I am as well. Until we see this Carolina Panther, This Carolina Hurricanes team fully operational. They did get Jake Guentzel in there. He hasn't played in about a month.
Yeah, they didn't score a goal.
They didn't do it.
Exactly. He hasn't played in about a month. So
Chesty will do that too.
Second game now for Guentzel. Get his feet wet a little bit in Carolina. I expect better performance out of the Caniacs. But they're quite good at home. Panthers also very good on the road.
Yeah.
So even pretty much all the way around. Freddie Anderson probably going to go for Carolina. He's been good since he's come back. Florida going with Big Bob. I'm with you guys. Give me Florida and the money, points.
Caniacs dropping two plus straight money at home?
They could. Ottawa and Columbus, no thank you.
Yeah. No thanks.
Arizona and Detroit, no thank you.
All right.
I'm doing it again.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I have
to. They have to.
I mean,
you can't lose twice to the Yotes.
They might just be dead, but they fought each other. It's like, I don't think a team's ever lost after they fought each other.
I've heard that.
At practice?
Yeah.
And they just got blown out by the Yotes. What was that? Last week?
Yeah, that was bad.
It can't happen again.
This line, it's gotta be the line wings. 2 weeks ago would have been -250.
Probably.
It's got to be the Wings.
But, you know, they had won a game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they stink.
Boston's -220 in Montreal.
Put me down for the 60.
Yeah, I'm looking at the puck line right now.
-1.5 +150.
I'll do the 60. Boston has not played
Bees aren't playing
super well, so put me down for the 60 as well.
Pens are $3 favorites on Yager.
Is it
Yager bobblehead night?
I would actually take the Pens night because I feel like things have gone so terribly wrong for them
so bad
in the past like 10 games here that it can't keep happening,
but the
hunger, not on Yager bobblehead,
that's hungry, I mean
this hungry. Is the final
Yager's been there a lot in the past 2 weeks and they lost a lot,
so. Yager should be playing at this point.
I agree,
should
be.
Like what are we losing?
Oh, we got another slow old guy. Yeah. Oh no,
he is. Maybe he is playing.
But that's there's just work. Too much. It's just too much
work?
Delay.
That's the whole work. We can't. He stole the bobbleheads. I'm not. We're not doing bobblehead night. I'm not retired. I'm playing.
I like just, that. I like that.
Too much delay.
It's a good angle. This is the last act of the Hungry Sharks. They're winning tonight.
Is Igor in that tonight?
Shesty? I believe so.
Let me double check.
Should be.
Yeah, he is.
Ooh. I'll take the Rangers then.
Ooh, wow. We're in tough.
That's so
this game. Is a tough road trip.
When I looked at this, I wanted to go Rangers. I like what they've done lately. Then I dug a little bit deeper, and I realized this is their third game in 4 nights.
Ooh.
4th and 6th.
Ooh.
So for that reason alone,
I don't love that.
I'm going to go Tampa.
Because there's some tired
I'm out.
Legs.
I don't want anything. I'm out.
Yeah, me too.
But the Rags are relatively younger-ish team. It's not like they have a ton of old guys. They got a nice mix of some youngest. So it may not affect them, but I will take the Bolts just for the I don't know what you want to call it.
Is Rampy out there? Or is he
just tired legs potentially?
No, that scumbag
still
is
suspended.
Still suspended.
He's serving
for nothing.
No, for that wing.
No, for the chicken wing. All right. Well, you talked me out of the Rangers. Can you talk me out of Toronto?
No.
No, I can't.
Go Leafs, go.
Torts is also still suspended.
Go Leafs, go.
Go Leafs, go.
Philly managed to edge out the Sharks. Without Torts, I don't know if they do it to Toronto. Give me the Leafs.
Give me Texas Hockey 60 minute against the Devils.
Yeah, I'll just take the money line, but I'm with
you. Yeah, I'll lay the juice here.
Okay.
Can they do puck line? Are we covering a puck?
No.
Plus one.
Is that too obvious?
Okay.
Is this a little too obvious?
I mean,
on the head.
I'm going to take a money line.
They've had a bad year, but I still rate the Devils as a tough game.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion.
Okay. Minnesota's $3 favorite skins, Anaheim.
I want nothing to do with any part of that game. No, okay. Thank you.
Who the Ducks get beat? Ducks got killed by the Blackhawks?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to take Calgary.
Not a bad play, actually. Calgary has played Vegas tough this year. I think Vegas won one in OT.
Give me Calgary.
You got to be kidding.
I think Calgary has won the other two.
Give me Cal.
What the hell?
Give me Vegas. What are we doing?
I'm staying away.
And I want nothing to do with Kraken and Capitals.
Me neither. I actually looked at that game long and hard this morning, and I thought, should I take the Kraken? I don't like it.
If
you're bored, maybe.
Oh, there's a lot of if you're bored.
Did I take the Kraken?
I'll take a flyer on the Caps. It's a flyer.
I don't hate that.
I'm taking a flyer on the Caps.
Did I have any hockey last night? Nashville. I said.
Cougars.
Nashville and Cougars.
Those fraud Jets fucking lost, and then the Cougars melted up 3-0. The boys.
Oh, and the Kraken lost in overtime.
The boys back home. The boys back home were pretty disgruntled after the Avs came back and beat them. Oh, it's tough. Yeah, tough.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Good stuff.
How do we feel about footy?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just a couple games.
Okay.
Serie A, Bologna. Is +105 on the money line versus Empoli.
Have to.
Got Bologna. And then Ligue 1, I just got Lyon Dranobet versus Toulouse.
Okay.
Has Pete Thamel always been in the cult?
I think so.
Really?
Any coach, any athletic director, he's got their he's got their number.
Right.
Not so much on the player side, but...
No, just coaches and
AD.
I respect him, kind of just...
It's got to be the athletic departments, right?
So basically, when we were at all those college game days, he was meeting with the basketball head coach. He was meeting with the AD. He was,
that's when Bruce wasn't dancing in his face.
Bingo.
Bit of a witch hunt confirmed today. Everyone came around. Only took till March. Everyone saw the light.
I have not.
Hopefully, he gets the Pulitzer. He was Jason. But it was all a big nothing burger.
Next.
No collusion.
Anything else?
Anything else, Mitt?
Yeah, I got something for you, Tony.
Tony, I got something for you.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Tony.
There we go.
Pressure to me is your ally. Your best friend in life. Stress is your enemy. Rick Pitino.
What was the first part? Pressure to me?
Pressure to me is your ally. Huh? Your best friend in life. Stress is your
enemy. Pressure, comma.
To me. Is your ally. Yeah.
So there is no comma until ally on this quote.
Yeah. You got to add a little sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he said it like that.
I agree with you.
I think you did.
Pressure to me is an ally.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Dude,
I almost had
pressure to me.
Yeah, that's what I was
is saying. An ally.
Baseball?
To you, maybe you crumble, but to me,
pressure now on the other hand, ally. Stress. That's a fucking enemy.
Stress is a problem.
That was I thought that was
a heart attack.
Okay. Mike Elso quote.
Yeah. Bingo. Oh, me?
Pressure to me.
You talking to me?
That was a great quote. Pressure to me.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. You know, more players' bets.
Tomorrow's Picks Friday.
Yeah, it does. College basketball. Big weekend of college basketball.
Huge.
Huge.
I assume there will be no NHL games because they're all playing tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the Rangers are playing again. Schedule makers trying to send us into the deep end.
The NHL schedule makers.
Jesus Christ, I got a bone to pick.
Yeah, they've never been.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Ah.